Good afternoon. About 10 minutes or so, or less, actually, before the end of the programme. So we'd love to get more messages coming through from you. Mark has said, I would love to ask Mark why he hasn't bought a house. We've already answered this, actually. Why he hasn't bought a house here, although I am sure his answer would not be broadcast.
No, not at all, no.
But then, great show today. Many thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah.
No, we looked at buying our house in the lakes in Dubai. We looked at buying that house, but I simply said to my wife, I think we're in a bubble. If you'll let me sell it when it gets to a certain level, we'll buy it. But if you're then going to say, no, this is our home and I don't want to trade, I don't want to sell it, and then I'm going to watch it crash again and then I'm going to feel bad because it's crashed, I don't want to buy it. And also, because I was 47 or 48 then, my mortgage payments would have been, I don't know, $25,000 a month, and my rent was $10,000 a month. So on a cash flow basis, I was much happier to just rent. And that's why I say to people, be very careful with this old spurious sales argument of rental is money down the drain. When you have a mortgage, you are renting money. It's the same rent. You're renting the money rather than renting the property. And you have to make a decision between the risk and rewards of owning that property with all the fees that it might have and not owning it, but not ending up owning a property. In other words, you don't, over 25 years, become the owner because you've just paid rent, but it gives you more flexibility. You make the decision based on what you want in life.
But you own property in the UK.
I own a property in the UK. I would rather not because of all my views, but my wife insists we keep that one and it has one of our sons in it, so I better not sell it.
Okay, well no. Then I suppose in some ways it's yeah.
Yeah, but I would view that one in the UK, and I had a piece on here from the RICS this week where they see prices falling. They see 22% more valuers saying that prices are falling rather than rising. And I've said it on here so many times, I think the price will fall 50% in the UK. And it's fallen 30% since 07. London has recovered, some of the South East has recovered, but most of the rest of the country, Leeds, Newcastle, Liverpool, any place like that, you'll find it's about 30% down off its peak, and I would see it going a lot further.
Final message. Sorry, Ludmilla, we haven't got onto any
literal
issues.
No, please don't worry about it. No, yeah. It's a really fun discussion.
I've done the Ludmilla on you.
No, please. I've been partaking. Oh, thank you. You learn from the best, Mike.
Well, he says, I'd love to, where we go, going off topic, but where are we?
While we're on the topic of banks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Why are service levels of local banks not being mentioned? They're so bad and too frustrating. This is no exaggeration.
Well, do you know what? If you go into the UK now, you'll find the same comment. And that's why I say to you, who has won out of this banking bonanza? The customers haven't won. They're feeling it's worse service. The clients haven't won, the economy hasn't won, the government hasn't won, the system hasn't won. There's only one winner out of this system, and it's been the bankers at the very top. Because even the bankers at the bottom, when I started in a bank, I knew that I had a career. If I didn't make a serious mistake and I did my banker's exams, I would end up as a branch manager at some point, whether it's a small branch, medium branch, large branch, doesn't matter. I would get there because it was a career path. Now people sign up on a one-year contract, and if they don't hit sales targets, they're out. Is that a banker? No, it's a salesman.
I'm not quite sure. I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking we could do a legal. Well, there's one more. Let's read this last message. A school teacher was asking the students, what did their father do at the peak of the economic crisis? Students answered, my dad is a doctor. The second, a lawyer. And the third said he was an engineer. The last one answered that his dad was a thief. Oh dear. Later on, the teacher asked the mother, how come her son said so about his father? The mother answered that his father was a banker, but the son was ashamed of it.
I saw a wonderful cartoon. There's a fantastic cartoon the other day in one of the local, UK
and
papers.
I wouldn't even want to promote that, though. I mean,
this was much more humorous than that. This was great. There was a cartoon of a guy sticking up a bank. So he's got the mask on, he's got the gun, and he's got the striped shirt, and he's at the counter with a gun. Meanwhile, there's a guy in a pinstripe suit walking out with a big bag saying bonus on it. And he looks round at the guy at the counter with the gun and says, amateur. That's reality. That's what's happened. And we've got to get back from that.
Well, we've come sort of to the end of the show.
Sorry, Ludmilla.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I do apologise. There wasn't really that many legal updates to discuss, unfortunately.
Sure,
this week.
Diminish the value of my existence. I'm just kidding.
We will, of course, be talking much more about that next week. We'd love to have loads more legal updates from you. Mike is exaggerating the problem, he says, of banks as it suits his business. Who is winning out of the problems?
That doesn't suit my business.
He is.
Here's another one. I'm Muslim. Islamic finance sucks, especially Tamil.
Ooh.
Mm. Well, that's obviously a particular provider rather than.
Well, I think
concept,
it goes back.
Yeah.
It goes back to the earlier comment from a different listener about banking, sort of the local banking not being up to snuff, a sort of proper quality. And I tell you, we have seen that a lot, and a lot of frustration coming from sort of people that are either moving their businesses here or trying to just basically open up their own bank accounts, and they are extremely frustrated as to how, maybe primitive, if you will, a lot of the, the customer banking in particular is in the UAE. And I was wondering, Mike, if you know anything about it, if you have any sort of experience about it and, why it is.
Why is what? Sorry.
So the customer banking here in the UAE is so sort of poor quality.
Well, I think it comes down to training. It comes down to experience. It comes down to how long the system's been active. And again, and it's a transient population. It's very difficult. And the training, whatever. I think there's loads of reasons here. But what disappoints me more is the system in countries that have had it for 200-300 years and they can't get it right. So to attack the UAE, I think, is wrong, because I think the whole system is broken. And until we get back to training people to do what the client wants, what the client needs first, and generate an income from that rather than generate an income by abusing the client, that's the difference. And we've got to go back to that initial model. But to do that, you need a system that allows the banks to, or regulates the banks, and the banks themselves feel morally regulated. At the moment, they don't. They do what they want, and that's wrong.
We've got to leave it there, but thank you very much, and thanks to everyone who texted in today. Chose two winners. Paul is the winner of the Iftar for the Ritz-Carlton DIFC. Congratulations to you. And Susie has got the Cleopatra voucher for the wellness spa at Waffy. We'll be running these competitions throughout the week, so do try your hand next tomorrow and again throughout the week, as I said. But a big thanks to Mike Small of ESM Consulting. How can our listeners contact you if they'd like to do so, Mike?
If they want to contact me, it's simple. They just SMS the letters VSM to number 5269.
Thank you very much, Mike. And a big thanks to Ludmila Yamalova. Would you like to give out your website, Ludmila?
Sure, sorry. I just keep reading the text.
I know, me too.
It's a great show. Yes, you can look us up on www.lyhplaw.com.
Thank you very much, both of you. Look forward to welcoming you back next week.